So first, we wish to thank the Secretariat for preparing this presentation, which makes very clear what the restructuring of this CTU code, what the core of this restructure is. And we thank the Secretariat also for preparing this consolidated text of this CTU code, because looking in this consolidated text, it is more easy to understand what will be then the CTU code in future when we have adopted all those amendments. However, we have we do not query the basic decision having this this structure in three tiers. Tier one, the basic clauses and chapters, then the tier two, ancillary technical clauses. But then for three tier, we have to consider that we have different issues here. We have supplement technical clauses in appendices, which are necessary, to provide normative information for those responsible persons which have obligations under Chapter 4. So these are necessary, and we have them already in the existing code in these appendices to the existing Annex 7 on cargo securing. However, before we had also informative material. Informative material is so where it was said in the actual CTU code, it was said further practical guidance and background information are available as informative material, which does not constitute part of this code. And this was a decision which was taken in the joint group of experts of ILO, IMO, UNECE, when the actual version of the CTU code was made. So it was said what is only informative, which has only the intention to provide further practical guidance, should not become a normative provision of the code. So this informative material could be made available. So, and actually it is available. It is available by IMO, and it is also available in the website of UNECE, but it is not a constitutive part of the code. And so now what has been discussed in this informal group was to make all this informative material part of the code, and the discussion on this issue, they were divided. And so what we have to see is we should not have informative material in the code which are only providing additional information, but which are not providing something which is a normative. For example, when we have, I provide only one example. We could do more, but so I will be brief, and I will do one example. The example on testing for hazardous gases. So in this appendix, it is written that this is an example for a possible action program. But what is this example for a possible action program? Is this a normative? Does this have a normative status? Does it mean that everybody who is receiving a cargo transport unit has to do this action program, has to implement this action program? Or is it this only an information on a possible? But when it is an information on a possible action, so why should it be in this code? So we think we should stick to the decision which was taken when we had developed this CTU code. So all those information which is merely informative could be published, of course, but should not be part of the code. What has been done in this informal group was that we have taken those information of the informative material which are really needed, we have included them already in annexes, so that's fine so far. But what is remaining, it should remain informative. For example, when we look at the slide which is there now on hand, so we have then the CTU properties. In this Annex 4, we have included some information coming from informative material which are really necessary to Annex 4. But the rest, detailed properties of containers, detailed properties of swept body, is this really normative? And so, for example, we have seen in some of these informative material, there are information, there are pictures, illustrations, which are contradictive to what is in the Annex 4. For example, there is, I provide only one example. There is one illustration for a container with solid bulk cargo. And the way how the cargo is secured in this container is contradictive what is said in Annex 4, how we have to reinforce the capability of the door and the front side of the container, and it is not done in this illustration. And therefore, I think we will get problems when we make this informative material part of the code. And Germany is of the opinion that we should identify those appendices, so there are some, which are necessary, which are normative, which can remain as it is proposed here, tier 3, but so identify also those which are really informative and they could remain informative material and published separately, but not becoming part of the code. Thank you.